call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. I want to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. I hope you're taking these nuggets I'm dropping and running to live the best life you can. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app so you can hear our radio broadcast on the go. We're talking about in and everything in New York City. This show is also sponsored by Rashad Detailing, CEO, owner Terry Ingram Sr. Have Wheels Will Clean. Stop by and see him down in Laurinburg, North Carolina. Today I'm going to talk about how do you live to be 100. On Friday morning, I found my mom deceased and had to go call my motivator, Benny Randall Jr., to give me a little motivation there. So that was the question he asked. How do you live to be 100? Well, I'm getting ready to tell you, so definitely grab a pen and paper and write these nuggets down. I'm getting ready to drop on you. My mom just turned 100 on March the 5th. She's lived a blessed life. She cannot complain. She got everything. She went around the world several times, and anything she wanted to do, she did it. So that's my confirmation. I know she's in heaven right now, smiling down. No more pain and no more suffering. I know I'm going to miss her, but just it's a confirmation knowing that she is with God and my dad, and she didn't suffer. She died very peacefully. So I thank God for that. And so three things she taught me, how I'm going to live to be 100, maybe over that, or not even taste death. That's what I'm claiming for me. I'm claiming to go up in the rapture with God and not to taste death. But the three things that I want to give you that she taught me is that you have to be born again. I say that to people every day, and the question back to me is, Linda, how do I get born again? Well, it's a very simple solution. You ask God to come into your heart, transform your mind, and that's it. He comes to live on the inside of you. And I'm telling you, he will burn anything that is not of him. When you pray that simple prayer, he will come in and change your life, and it will never be the same. That fire, I tell you, it will cleanse, and it is the best feeling that you will ever experience in your life. You definitely will not want to go back to the way you used to be. You know, the Bible tells you to move on forward, press forward towards the mark, and we can't look back, and 'cause you'll never come to your future looking back. So remember that one thing, never look back. You can't move towards your future looking back. You have to always stay focused and keep moving forward. And once you're born again, he'll give you the opportunity to do that and learn and experience what he put you on this earth to do. I tell people all the time as well, do not take your purpose to the grave. I'm telling you, I've been working. God is opening up doors to get my purpose done. And if he'll do it for me, he'll do it for you. You just have to ask him, because the Bible said you have not because you ask not. He said ask in his name and you shall have. The second way to live to be 100, you got to love your neighbor as yourself. You have to be kind and affectionate towards your fellow man. We're living in an awkward time right now. I never thought I'd be living in a world this shaken up. But, you know, it's what you make of it, and it's your mindset about it. People are living in fear. And the Bible tells you that God doesn't give you a spirit of fear. So that's another nugget. Know that God did not give you a spirit of fear, but he gave you the power to have a sound mind. And once you know that, everything will work out for you, and you will know that you are in this world, but you're not of this world. Because your body can be in this world and your mind can be to Mars somewhere, wherever you want it to be. It depends on where you want your mind to be. So I choose to be in this world, but into the spiritual world that God has opened my spiritual eyes to see. And that's where I put my confidence in, knowing that I'm in a spiritual world with God. Also, it's hard to love somebody that is so hateful towards you. But once you get that born-again spirit, it will be real easy for you to love them. Because the Bible tells you, resist the devil, and he will flee. And I have put that principle into place many, many days. And it won't take him long to flee. Because once you call on the name of Jesus, he is going to flee. He cannot stand that name. So when somebody's being mean to you, just say, Jesus, bless them, love them. Show me the ability to show them the love of God inside of me. And he will definitely grant you that request. Also, I tell you all the time to be a blessing. He put us here to be a blessing to some. One else. We are not selfish people. If you're walking in selfishness and being self-centered, I know you're probably the most miserable person on this earth, because you have to give. In order to give, you got to have love. It is so much stuff going on in the world where you can just say, God, show me, send somebody in my life this day that I can show your love to them and be a blessing to them. Remember, he said, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to you. You have to try to get through the day, because you never know when that day is going to end as well. Because I tell you, I never thought that I would wake up the next day and find my mom deceased. It was very, very shocking. But knowing that she died in peace, you could see the peace on her, was just so, so exhilarating to know that she was with the Lord. She let me know that she was in heaven by the peaceful sleep, that she just slipped on into death during the night. So I am so thankful that she did that. Just wanted to come on and drop those nuggets on you. Three ways that you can live to be 100 is that you must be born again. You have to allow God to transfer your mind, body, and soul. And once he comes to live on the inside of you, that will be the best life you could ever live. To be loving, be kind, be affectionate towards your fellow man. Now, he also told you if you go to people and tell people about his love and they don't want to hear it, knock the dust off your feet and keep it moving. Go to the next place. And, you know, this is a big world. It's a big world. There's lots of people that need saving, and there's lots of people that need to love God and see the love of God in you, because he gives you that power. And you will know them. He said you would know them by their works. You can tell when a person is born again just by looking at them. The face will tell you a lot about that person. They can tell you they saved, but if God gives you discernment, you can see clearly through the Spirit. So they can tell you whatever they want to tell you, but God will show you if they're telling the truth. I am just so, so thankful. That discerning spirit is the best thing God could have ever given to mankind. Because he tells you, put not your trust in man, because man will deceive you. The devil is a liar. And you got to understand, he is a deceiver as well. He makes it look like something is good. But when he drop you into that trap, he laughing his head off. Because he was like, I show fool them. So pray to God. Ask him to come into your life. Get born again. Open you up to that spiritual world. As I told you before, he's going to take you and show you things that you don't want to see, but it is definitely for your benefit. You have to know that. And it's the way to build you up. It's the way to build you up when he take you into that spiritual realm. And read the word, because the things that he say in that Bible, it will come to fruition. So when you get born again and you see the things that you read in the Bible come into fruition, you will know it is God as opposed to it being Satan. Because he, like I said, he's a liar and he's a deceiver. And you have to know the difference between the two. Also, be a blessing. Learn that purpose, as I told you. Learn what he placed you here to do. Learn what he placed you here to do. Do not take that purpose to the grave. If you do nothing else, I challenge you to start today and ask God, what is my purpose here on earth? I tell you, just in this last 24 hours, God is just pouring stuff into me, what I need to do to make this world a better place and be a blessing to mankind. So just keep your eyes open. Just keep your ears open. You're going to see the manifestation of God in my life. He started 2 years ago, and I'm just so, so excited. He's bringing things to fruition that I thought would never happen. And he's on time, God. He really is. He does things in his timing and not man's timing. So know, if he gives you something to do, you need to get on it today. Don't put it off for tomorrow, because like I said, tomorrow is not promised to you. So I challenge you to start today to get on that purpose. Be a blessing, be kind, be loving, and watch and see how God would turn your life around. Again, broadcasting from Vashani Radio, iHeart Life from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Take these nuggets and run with it to have the best life that you want to have. Also, I was going to do my next masterclass But since my mom died, I'll just keep a lookout on it. I won't be doing it the first Tuesday in September, but I will let you know when I will be doing that master class for you to be a blessing. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download the Shawnee Radio app to hear our radio broadcasts on the go. We're live from New York City talking about any and everything. Also, this show is sponsored by Rashad Detailing, CEO owner Terry Ingram Sr., Have Wheels Will Clean down in Laurinburg, North Carolina. So definitely go by there to get that car clean. I tell you, he'll make your car look like it came right off the showcase. So go and support him with that business. Also, go to LindaMonroe.com. Get my book, Against All Odds, The Life I Was Not Supposed to Live. I have it both in hard copy and audio. So, like I said, if you don't want to read it, I'll read it to you. I'm thanking God for that, and better things are coming. Better things are coming. So be on the watch out for that, and get started on being a blessing and loving your fellow man. Until next week, all is well. Pray for me and my family that we get through this situation. But she made 100, so we thank God that we had her for these 100 years. But we still need your prayers for us to keep us strong. Until next time, be blessed. I can't wait to talk to my listeners next week. Again, I thank you for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Thank you for purchasing my book as well. And the best is yet to come. So until next week, have a blessed week. Be loving and kind, and get born again.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.